This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Friday, December 8th. Well, there's been a lot of activity in the wheat space so far this week. We'll see what today brings. We've got a supply-demand report, and USDA, while not expected to change any U.S. production numbers, could see some changes in U.S. wheat exports and then ending stocks. China's been on a buying spree this week. They bought 3 days in a row for a total of 1.01 million tons of soft red winter wheat. That really changes the dynamics here, the fundamental outlook. This pretty much unexpected demand coming so aggressively, and they're still shopping around. That's the rumor, that we're already reaching USDA's projections of soft red exports, and it's pushing us ahead of the pace needed to meet USDA's all wheat exports. So just by default, USDA is going to have to make some adjustments. Now, whether that happens today or next month really is kind of just semantics, because it's there unless China cancels the sales, which they're notorious for doing, but it's unlikely that they will do that for this round, because there's really not anywhere else to go. If they had other sources, they would take it. It's not like they're putting these sales on the books just in case another producer doesn't make it, like they so often do with corn and soybeans between the U.S. and Brazil. Australia's already had their growing season. They clearly can't get enough from Australia. Argentina did not have a stellar crop. They're looking for soft wheat. The U.S. soft red is the cheapest in the world. They won't buy from Russia for phytosanitary reasons. So it just makes us like the only player for them. And that's a big deal. So, and we're looking at the likelihood of a small drop in acres here in the U.S. of soft red. And we're looking at probably a drop in acres out of France because of heavy rainfall during the fall, which just prevented farmers from getting in the field. So it looks like worldwide soft red or soft wheat production could be stabilizing or even moving lower, and that helps to support the bigger picture in the wheat space. Egypt is on a buying spree. They've bought two rounds this week. So I don't know what it is about the first week of December, but the buyers are stepping up here, and maybe it's an indication that they're concerned about the total wheat supply. We're looking at the Black Sea under another winter storm, which is really kind of log-jammed logistics there. But it's the Black Sea that is selling wheat to Egypt for January-February delivery. But Egypt, they bought just 180,000 tons on the first round, took 120 from Russia and 60 from Ukraine. Yesterday, they bought 420, and all of it came from Russia. The terms of agreement, slightly different. Russia or Egypt opted for the 270-day line of credit, basically, which kind of pushed prices a little bit higher. So they paid $260 FOB, which is $5 more than they paid just 2 days prior from the same seller of Russia. But on a landed basis, they're at $286, and that puts them $8 to $10 higher than where they were on Tuesday. So they're paying higher money, but they're buying more wheat. And speaking of Russia, it looks like they managed to get some drones in and bombed the port of Izmail in Ukraine, and it did damage the port, and it also damaged some grain storage facilities. Now, Izmail had been one of the remaining ports that on the Danube that Ukraine was able to use to get product down to the Bosphorus Strait. So that's going to slow things down coming out of Ukraine. I think that's helping to support the wheat price. So yesterday, actually, all the grains opened lower, and it looked like we were going to get some follow through from the week close on Wednesday. And that was following the announcement from Romania that the European-backed project to help improve exports out of Ukraine, which would flow through the Eastern European countries, Poland, Romania, Hungary, Bulgaria. These countries came to an agreement, and it was financially backed by the EU, to allow Ukraine grain grain and products to move through their countries to the export facilities. That was kind of finalized. There are some complaints that they don't quite have all the details locked down, but by and large, it's going to free up the flow of grain out of Ukraine through these other countries. Now, of course, that's a bearish component to the market. And then we see that Russia bombed the port of Izmail. That's going to slow down logistics there, too. So it's this push and pull of fundamentals coming out of the Black Sea. We see that the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange out of Argentina has pegged their wheat harvest at 48%. They've got corn at 36% good to excellent conditions, soybeans at 35% good to excellent. CONAB out of Brazil with their December crop report has pegged wheat production at 8.1 million tons. That was down 1.5 from last month. So there too, you have another bullish input to the wheat space. Corn production, they've got pegged at 118.5 million tons for this year. That is down 500,000 from last month's estimate, and it's down 10 million from USDA's estimate last month. So most likely USDA is going to pull their estimate down for Brazil today. And that's only for, they only lowered production for the first season crop, Brazil did. Their second season crop, the market is already anticipating you're going to see production down just because of the slow planting pace of soybeans. It pushes harvest back, that pushes second season corn planting back. That's going to reduce acres and likely reduce yields on top of that, but they have not made those adjustments yet. For last year, corn production was pegged at 132 million tons, which is still down 5 million from USDA's projections. USDA has been really slow to lower those estimates out of Brazil for last year. So from a corn perspective worldwide, USDA has a little bit of work to do if it's going to catch up with Brazil's estimates, which are a full, 15 million tons below where USDA's last estimate was. In soybeans, Brazil pegged their new crop at 160.1 million tons. That's down 2.3 million from last month, and it's down 3 million from USDA's projection from last month as well. So we're likely going to see USDA lower Brazilian production for corn and soybeans today. That is the expectation for today's supply-demand report, and likely increase U.S. wheat exports and lower ending stocks. And if they don't do that today, certainly that will show up in next month's report. For export sales last week, wheat at 346,000 tons. That was within the range from 2 to 900,000. China took 65,000 tons of white wheat. Taiwan was the biggest buyer of 109,000 of a mix of spring wheat and hard red winter wheat. So the Chinese sales were all this week. So that's going to show up in next week's export sales report. Corn sales at 1.3 million tons within the range. Japan took 443,000. China took 275,000. Soybean exports at 1.5 million tons, also within its range. China was the biggest buyer at 565,000 tons. Looking at weather in Brazil, some of the pressure in soybeans has been that there's always this big rain event projected for the tail end of the long-range forecast that keeps getting pushed back. And that happened again overnight, where they took down what they expect to see over the next 5 or 6 days, and they're kind of reducing what they expect to see in the 6 to 10 day report. So that is helping the soybean market this morning, which is up about 10 cents. Wheat is down a little bit. Chicago's down 4. KC Minneapolis down 1 to 2. Corn is up 1. Coming into the break. So we'll see what USDA gives us today, but there's already a lot going on weather-wise in South America, demand-wise for U.S. wheat, which we don't say that very often. And I think it's changing the longer-term outlook here. I think wheat has found its longer-term bottom. It's pretty overbought, and we're finding some resistance at the previous swing highs. So it's wouldn't surprise me at all to see this market pull back. We've rallied, 80, 90 cents in this wheat. So it's got some downside that it is quite a bit to the downside it could correct, even just to be halfway back. So, but longer term, I think we have found our lows in all the grains, wheat, corn, soy. that we'll see some pullbacks here. You know, the momentum still has some downward energy to it, but don't look for new lows, I think. We could see a pretty healthy correction, but I think at this point, the trade will be looking to buy the breaks rather than sell the rallies. Hedge funds are still pretty aggressively short wheat. You might see some more short covering headed into the end of the year, but I think that it's due for a correction here, but I don't expect we'll see new lows. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.